Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Ahora en Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Thissy and Jessica and Joanna. How are you, girls?
Thank you.
All right, I'm good. Yes, happy to be in front of the microphone again. And we're going to take a look at something that I didn't know last week, which was how you pronounce el río Támesis. But, of course, in English. So how do you pronounce el río Támesis in English? Río, da igual. I don't want that. I want the other thing. All right, so I'm going to give you three options. Either you say the Thames, or you say the Thames, or you say the Thames. So how do you pronounce Rio Támesis in English? Is it the Thames, or is it the Thames, or is it the same, the Thames? I can't even say that, so obviously that's wrong. Or not. You decide. So how do you pronounce it? Rio Támesis? I'm just going to go through it again just so I, you know, me mentalizo. So is it the Thames? Is it the Thames? Or is it the Thames? All right. I'm going to actually put a poll up, so it's out there. It's on Twitter at English_clock. So you can go on, you can vote for whatever you think is how you pronounce El Rio Támesis. All right. And while you do that, we are going to take a look at question mix number 122, which goes like this. What time is your alarm set for? Jessica, what time is your alarm set for?
I don't set my alarm.
All right. What time is your alarm set for?
My alarm set for
is set for.
My alarm is set for at 8 o'clock.
Is set for 8 o'clock. Is set for 8 o'clock. Not for at.
Is set for 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because that would be para a las ocho. Okay. Use para las ocho or a las ocho. You wouldn't say para las. So what time is your alarm set for?
My alarm. It
is
set for 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Very good. And what nationality are people from Thailand?
People from Thailand are Thai.
Very good. And what is Benny to Janet if Janet's Benny's mother? What is Benny to Janet if Janet is Benny's mother?
Jane is Bennett.
What is Benny to Janet?
Benny is Jane's.
Janet's.
Janice is.
Janet's.
Janet's.
Janet.
Okay.
Like Janet Jackson.
Benny Janet. Is Janet's daughter.
But Benny is a dude.
Okay. So Benny is Janet's son.
Very good. It's like in Spanish. Benjamin. Benny. Are you going to dye your hair?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Can you put a backpack in your pocket?
No, I can't.
All right. Who dreams? You or me?
Both of us dream.
Very good. And what date is it today? Imagine que es el 5 de febrero.
Today is the 5th of February.
Oh, very good. The 5th of February. Very good. And are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Ask me if I still live in Vallecas.
Do you still live in Vallecas?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if you still live in Vallecas.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know if you still live in Vallecas.
Very good. So what am I going to answer?
You are going to answer if you still live in Vallecas.
Very good. So what will I answer? What will I answer?
what you will. Mm-hmm. You will if you.
Well, you will answer.
You will answer. Mm-hmm. If you still live in Vallecas.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer if you still live in Vallecas.
Yes, I do. I do. I still live in Vallecas. And did you type something on your phone yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. And are you trying to use your phone less?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
All right. Very good. And how long does it take to pronounce a word correctly?
It depends on the word.
Say correctly.
It takes maybe 1 hour to pronounce a word correctly.
1 hour?
Yeah, it depends. Well, it depends on the pronunciation because many times it
1 hour. So yeah. You would have to repeat the same word for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Give me an example of the word of a word that would take 1 hour to be pronounced correctly.
Like chocolate. Chocolate.
Because that's not even an hour.
Many times I record myself and listen to myself and then try to correct myself.
Okay.
So
okay.
I try hard.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And do you know when World War II started?
Yes, I do.
When did it start?
It started in 1939.
Very good. And was there a lot of rain in Madrid yesterday?
No, it wasn't.
Was there?
No, there wasn't.
No, there wasn't. Very good. And how old was your granddad when you were born?
He was around 50 years old when I was born.
Very good. And do you know what the capital of Italy is?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Did you cook yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Is there a hairbrush in your bag? What do I want to know?
You want to know if there's
a
hairbrush in my bag.
Yeah, because it could be a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Good. And is there?
No, there isn't.
Very good. How often do you eat an orange? What do I want to know?
I eat every day.
What do I want to know?
You want to know?
Yeah.
If I eat, how often I eat orange?
An orange.
I eat an orange.
Yes. Or how often I eat oranges?
How often I eat oranges.
Yeah. But in Spanish, you wouldn't say, ¿con qué frecuencia comes naranja? You would say, ¿comes naranjas? O como comes una naranja, ¿no? So the same thing. Good. And your answer?
I eat orange every day.
Again?
I eat an orange every day.
You eat an orange every day. Very good. An orange a day keeps the doctor away. But then it could be an apple a day, or it could be a cupcake a day, or a bar of chocolate a day, because what it rhymes with is the day, not the actual apple. But I stick to fruit. I stick to fruit. Can you lift the bus, Joanna? Can you lift the bus?
No, I can't.
Very good. Why not?
Because I'm too weak.
Very good. Or the bus is?
Too heavy.
Too heavy. Very good. And do you speak Spanish as well as Mario Vargas Llosa?
Yes, I do.
All right. Very good. Are you going to go out tonight? What do I want to know?
You want to know if I go out tonight.
Do you agree?
No.
What do I want to know?
You want to know if she's going out tonight.
Mm-mm. Do you agree?
You want to know if she's
going to go out.
Ah,
amigos. Amigas.
Okay.
Again?
You want to know if she's going to go out tonight.
That's it. If she's going to go out tonight. Now, are you going out tonight is not wrong. In fact, it's very right. But if I'm asking it in the going to future, you have to answer in the going to future.
If I'm going to go
out.
Out. If tonight. I'm going to go out tonight.
Good. And are you?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. The answer is the same. Are you going out? Are you going to go out? The answer is the same. Yes, I am. Or no, I'm not. And will you spend the day with your family tomorrow?
No, I won't.
Very good. And who has to work tomorrow? You or me?
Both of us have to work tomorrow.
Very good. I would actually don't say I have to work tomorrow.
I must.
No, I wouldn't say I must. I want to. I want to. I want to work tomorrow. Because if I didn't want to, if I didn't want to, I wouldn't do it, right? Bueno, mis cosas. Do you like to write with a fountain pen?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Very good. Are you good at it?
It was
a long time ago.
A long time ago, but I liked it. Liked.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. Very good.
Very good.
Because in Poland and Germany, we used a fountain pen to learn how to write.
Yes.
What about Spain?
In Peru too.
Really?
In Spain, but when we are kind.
In my days too.
In my days.
back in the days. Because I remember that bringing a pen, like a biro, un boli, no? Bring that to class was a no-go. It was either a pencil or it was a fountain pen, una pluma.
Mm-hmm. We used to start with pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe before primary school. And then in third grade or something, yeah, you started
with
to
a
write
pen.
With a pen. And then,
really?
In fourth or fifth grade, you started with a fountain pen.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. No, we didn't have pens. We had
and
fountain
we also
pens.
Used to write with plumilla, which was kind of fountain pen, but instead of have the ink part inside, you have to...
Oh, you have to dip it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we didn't do that. Anyways, how long does it take you to peel an orange?
It takes me 20 seconds to peel an orange.
20 seconds? Woman, Guinness Book of Records.
Too fast.
Yeah.
Not a now a tangerine or a mandarin.
20 seconds.
I'll measure that.
But an orange, like for me, peeling an orange is like religious. I need to sit down. It's kind of like,
yes?
Oh, it's really relaxing.
It is standing.
Really? Oh, no. Like for me, to sit, having an orange requires to sit down, getting a knife, peeling it religiously, you know, and then
take
peeling
out the white part.
Exactly, the white medium. I don't know. Like, it's not as good as
my hands only.
With your hands. Yes. Oh, like
I do too.
Really?
Yeah.
There are very few things.
But it's not 20 seconds.
There are very few things that I hate more than
orange.
Eek. Eek. Anyways, are you trying to keep your house tidy?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Do you enjoy cleaning the windows?
No, I don't.
Does anybody present enjoy cleaning windows?
Me.
Jessica does. You're weird, man. You're weird. what do you prefer, cleaning the windows or cleaning the bathtub? Now, this is, you know, palabras mayores. Cleaning the windows or cleaning the bathtub?
But bathtub is also for the shower or no? No.
I guess yes. Yes.
If it's shower, I prefer window.
What if it's bathtub?
So I prefer to clean the bathtub.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's even bigger than the shower.
Wow. That is easier.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I have glass in shower.
Ah, see, I pretend the glass doesn't exist. So it's just the bathtub.
Maybe there is more glass than in the window.
Maybe I should clean the glass. Maybe I should. Anyways, what about you? Bathtub or windows?
I don't like cleaning either.
You don't like to clean either? Very good. Jessica, you like to clean windows.
Windows.
Now, to be fair, cleaning windows is a lot more satisfactory than cleaning the bathtub. Because you can actually see the difference.
But I like to clean the windows when they are
dirty.
Not sliding windows.
Ah.
Because it's quite difficult to
I
get
know,
there.
I know, I only have sliding windows.
How do you say abatibles? The opening, the normal opening.
The normal ones, I guess, which is normal windows. But I'm sure there is a name. I have no idea, though. But then abatible is not only openable, it's also kind of leanable.
Hostil abatiente.
Bueno, venga, hasta luego.
It's not the same. Abatibles is just...
Just for, you know, matter of interest. What?
Hostil abatiente.
Hostil abatientes. I don't think word reference has this. Hostil abatiente.
No.
No, hang on. We're gonna type it in. Hostil abatiente. Hostil... without an H or with an H?
No.
No, without.
Hostil.
De hostilar.
Ah, bueno, tampoco me ayuda. Batiente, hostilo batiente.
Hostilo batiente.
En inglés.
Hostilo
batiente. Tilt turn. Well, hang on. Tilt. Hostilo batiente. La puerta hostilo batiente es menos vulnerable a la fuerza del viento. All right. So, the balance door. That's how it's translated here.
Balance door?
The balance door. Then you have ventana hostilo batiente would be tilt and turn. Window, tilt and turn. Tilt, but then, I guess. Yeah, Jessica is doing the action.
But what's the name?
You know?
Tilt
and
door? This is the name?
Turn.
Balance door?
It's not in the dictionary.
Turn the window.
Say what?
What is the name? Balance door?
Well, if it's a door, it's balance door. It's balance door.
It's balance window.
No, it's tilt and turn.
Tilt and turn window.
Yes, tilt and turn window. It does. I looked it up in the dictionary. Tilt and turn. and it's not in... Oh, no, that's tried and true. Never mind. Never mind. Going back to windows, very few people like to clean them. Did you have a snack yesterday?
Yes, I did.
What did you have?
I had an ice cream.
You had an ice cream. What flavor?
Turon.
All right.
I don't know in English. What's the name in English?
Nougat. Yes. Jennifer Aniston. How old is she? How old is Jennifer Aniston? Born February 11th, 1969. So she's turning? She's turned?
Yeah. She's 50 years old.
Very good. She's 50 years old. And is 1/4 the same as 25%?
Yes, it is.
Very good. I don't have a pack of water. A pack of water. At home. And you?
I don't have a pack of water either.
Very good.
Neither do I.
Very good. Bicycle. Pregúntame de quién es.
Whose bicycle is it?
Very good. What day is it tomorrow? Let's imagine today is Sunday.
Tomorrow is Monday.
Very good. Do you remember the first book you read?
No, I don't.
What's the last book you read?
The last book I read was The Power Without Limits.
All right. Very good. Very inspiring. Is there a petting zoo near your house?
No, there isn't.
What is a petting zoo?
Granja escuela.
You could say that. Yeah, where you can go and pet animals.
Yeah.
Como Burrolandia.
Yeah.
Burrolandia.
Hey, Burrolandia actually really exists.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Spain exists.
Yeah. Burrolandia, where you go and you pet donkeys. Children really like that. I mean, I'm an adult and I really like, you know, hanging out with animals, you know. I don't go to dog shelters and stuff because I would adopt them all. So my husband said, we're not going, and because I would actually adopt the dog. Anyways, how many people are there normally at your house on Christmas Eve?
In Poland, because I don't spend here.
Yeah.
So here there aren't any people.
Very good. And in Poland?
There are about 15 people in my house at Christmas Eve.
All right. On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Very good. Or at Christmas dinner. On Christmas Eve or at Christmas dinner. All right. Drill 124. It's the last time we do this for the first. It's the last time we do this for the first time because we're going to do sentences 91 to 100. And then we've done all of the sentences from the English O'Clock book, which, by the way, if you don't have, buy it, because then you can participate with us and learn with us and review everything we see here. All right. So question or sentence number 91 is an affirmative sentence, and you have to transform it into a negative sentence without changing the meaning. What are we practicing? Fewer, less, as many as, or as much as. All right. So there's less water in his bottle than in her bottle.
I have to say there isn't as.
Yes.
There isn't as much water in her bottle. There isn't. Can you repeat the sentence?
I can. There is less water in his bottle than in her bottle.
There isn't as much water in his bottle as in her bottle.
Again.
There isn't as much water in his bottle as in her bottle.
All right. There is less water in a glass than in a liter.
There isn't as much water in a glass than
as
in a liter.
Again.
There isn't as much water in a glass as in a liter.
Yes. Remember, you start with as, you finish with as. There's less water in the desert than in a rainforest.
There isn't as much desert.
No.
Sorry.
All right, I repeat. There's less water. We're still talking about water. Yeah. There is less water in the desert than in a rainforest.
Yeah. There isn't as much water in a desert
as in a rainforest.
Stop.
There is no German shepherd behind you chasing you.
As much water in a desert as in a rainforest.
All right. There's less water in Egypt than in Poland.
There isn't as much water in Egypt as in Poland.
Very good. There's less water in Nairobi than in the U.S. There is less water in Nairobi than in the U.S.
There isn't as much water in Nairobi as in the US.
Very good. There's less wine in the glass than in the bottle.
There isn't as much wine in the glass as in the bottle.
Very good. There's less cheese in my fridge than in a restaurant.
There isn't as much cheese in your fridge as in the restaurant.
Very good. There's less milk in my fridge than in the restaurant.
There isn't as much milk in your fridge as in the restaurant.
Very good. There's less money in my pocket than in your pocket.
There isn't as much money in your pocket as in my pocket.
Very good. There's less technology on a farm than in an IT shop. Than in an IT shop.
There isn't as much technology in a...
On a farm.
On a farm.
Mm-hmm.
As in a IT show.
Ala, un triple, toma. I know you did. All right, let's try again. There's less technology on a farm, en una granja, than in an IT shop.
IT
en una tienda de informática, de IT. In an IT shop. In an IT shop.
There isn't as much technology in a farm.
On a farm?
On a farm. There isn't as much technology on a farm as in an IT shop.
As in an IT shop.
As in an IT shop.
Again.
There isn't as much technology on a farm as in an IT shop.
That's right. In an IT shop. It's an because IT starts with I. You say an orange or an elephant, well, an IT shop. Okay, good. Very good. Drill 139, sentences 61 to 70, where we practice to, either, etc., which is super easy by now. But we're mixing don't, isn't, won't, going to, etc. Okay, so remember, you use, especially for me too or me neither, it doesn't matter because it's me and to or me and either. So the auxiliary verb here does not matter. Where it does matter is in the sentence, so, I. Yo también, which is a different way of saying yo también. All right, so there, the auxiliary verb really does matter. So, 61 goes like this. I really make an effort to be on time. And you?
Me too.
Me too.
Can you repeat?
I really make an effort.
Make?
Yes.
No, I'm making.
Uh-uh. What's okay, the auxiliary verb of to
yes,
make?
Yes, do. Mm-hmm. So do I.
So do I.
Very
because
good. I didn't hear that.
You exactly didn't hear the make.
What you said.
Okay. I'm speaking English. And you?
Me too. So do I.
I'm?
So am I.
Yes. I'll have some chocolate ice cream later. And you?
Me too. Mm-hmm. So will I.
Very good. I won't buy a book today. And you?
Me neither or neither will I.
Neither will I. Very good. I'm not going to go to the opera. And you?
Me neither, neither am I.
Very good. I smile often. And you?
Me too, so do I.
Very good. I was here yesterday. And you? I was here yesterday.
Me too, so was I.
Yes, very good. I have dinner every day. And you?
Me too, so do I.
Very good. They don't like spiders. And you?
Me neither, neither do I.
Very good. She won't come. And you? She won't come. And you?
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. Or?
She
won't come. No. And you?
So won't I.
What's the first thing that you said?
Sorry. Yeah.
She won't come. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither will I.
Neither will I. I probably wouldn't say... Either won't I. That's twisted. Neither will I. Yo tampoco. All right. Translation booklet is not what we're going to do. We're going to do vocabulary booklet, and we're going to take a look at vocabulary booklet number 2, list number 32. And it goes like this. Aspecto.
Aspect.
Very good. Negocio.
Business.
Very good. Costumbre.
Costume.
Custom.
Custom.
Yes. What did you say before?
Costume.
Yes.
It's custom.
Yes. Custom es costumbre. Costume es un disfraz.
Ah, vale.
A costume. A costume party. Like a fancy dress party. Peligro.
Danger.
Very good. Dibujo.
Drawing.
Drawing. Very good. Flexible.
Flexible.
Flexible. Very good. Vida.
Life.
Yes. Población.
Population.
Again?
Population. Population.
Population. Very good.
One hour.
It's going to take Jessica 1 hour to pronounce population correctly. ¿Desde qué o puesto qué?
Since.
Since. Very good. Piel.
Skin.
Very good. Historia o cuento.
Story.
Very good. Estar de acuerdo.
To agree.
To agree. Very good. Ponerse en contacto con.
To contact.
Very good. Establecer.
To establish.
Again?
To establish. To establish.
Where there is an E, we have to pronounce it. While we don't say I'm a Spanish, porque no se escribe E-S-P-A-N-I-C-H, you write it S-P-A-N-I-S-H, Spanish, there we don't have the E. But if the word is establish, con la E delante de la S, we do have to say it. We can't say establish. To establish, because that doesn't exist. So establecer is...
To establish.
To establish. Very good. Dejar o permitir.
To let.
Very good. We're going to let Tino off the hook. We're going to go into the break. Stay tuned and don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Hello, good morning. A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más. Richard Vaughan Live.
¿Tus hijos tienen entre 10 y 18 años? ¿Quieres mandarlos al extranjero a aprender inglés este verano? Sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos a un campamento en Canadá con Vaughan. Pasarán 4 semanas de acampada en un paraje de ensueño junto a chicos y chicas canadienses con muy pocos alumnos hispanohablantes para que tengan que comunicarse en inglés sí o sí. Nosotros nos encargamos de todo para que no tengas que preocuparte de nada. Vuelo de ida y vuelta, alojamiento, pensión completa, actividades con monitores, todo incluido en el precio. Llámanos ya al 91-133-5832 e infórmate sin compromiso. Campamentos de inglés en Canadá, 91-133-5832.
Con los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, clases de 4 horas al día donde aprenderás pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs, errores comunes y con los mejores profesores. Horario de mañana o de tarde. Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 91-133-5833. Grupovaughan.com.
Mira, vamos a este bar.
Ah, me encanta. Yo antes venía aquí con los colegas.
Pero bueno, si aquí no hay nada más que jovenzuelos.
Ya te digo, ¿dónde se meterá la gente de nuestra edad?
Pues en Nueva York y en Londres.
¿Eh?
¿No os habéis enterado?
Si tienes más de 30 años, te mandamos a Londres o a Nueva York con todo bien atadito para que no pierdas el tiempo y aprendas inglés de verdad. Si quieres aprender inglés en el extranjero, hazlo con los mejores. Hazlo con Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5832. O en grupovaughan.com.
Ahora calienta un poco de aceite de girasol. That's it. Heat a little bit of sunflower oil in a frying pan, en una sartén. What if you don't have sunflower oil? Si no tienes aceite de girasol, puedes usar bien mantequilla o ghee, una grasa clarificada muy habitual en la cocina asiática. If you want to use olive oil, we recommend that you use a mild one.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico.
Let's Cook es un libro con 27 recetas para que aprendas inglés cocinando. Hemos mezclado muy bien la gramática con el vocabulario y las expresiones culinarias. Lo hemos dejado macerar durante el tiempo justo y lo hemos dejado horneado con unos cuantos ejercicios y con una buena ración de términos especializados sobre cocina. Ahora le ponemos un poco de audio para que aprendas a pronunciar todo lo que lees. ¡Y listo! Ya tienes Let's Cook por solo 16.95 en vaughantienda.com y te lo mandamos a casa gratis. Entra en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Lengua, 1.8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, 9.5, muy bien. Educación física, 10, toma ya. Inglés. Un 3, Marquitos.
Esta Semana Santa tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. Grupovaughan.com.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We were just talking about the pronunciation of establecer, Jessica.
Establish.
Very good. Dejar o permitir was?
To let.
Yes. Alcanzar.
To reach.
Very good. Servir.
To serve.
Yes. Desperdiciar o malgastar.
To waste.
To waste. You can waste time or you can waste money or you can waste resources. You can waste a lot of things. Totalmente.
Totally.
Totally. Very good. Tratamiento.
Treatment.
Yes. Inesperado.
Unexpected.
Very good. Hasta.
Until.
Yes. Débil.
Weak.
Yes. ¿Qué pasa?
What's the matter?
Very good. And my all-time favorite, madera.
Wood.
Madera.
Wood.
Madera.
Wood.
All right. Very good. A lot of people say good. Good. But no, it's wood. Wood. All right. Fractions and percentages. Fractions and percentages is what we're going to do next. It starts with one half. One half. Which is?
One half is the same as 50%.
Very good. One half is the same as 50%. Next one, Joanna.
One fourth is the same as 25%.
Very good. Next one, Jessica.
One third is the same as 33.3%.
Very good. 33.3%. Very good. Next one, Joanna.
Three fourths mm-hmm. is the same as 75%.
Very good.
Two thirds. It's the same as 66%. Two thirds.
You wouldn't say dos tercios.
Two thirds.
Yes, because it's a DS. Two thirds.
Two thirds.
Yeah, two thirds.
Two thirds.
But it's not thirds. It's thirds. Let's give it thirds. Thirds. That's better. Thirds.
Two thirds. It's the same as 66.7%.
Mm-mm. I'm not happy with that again.
Two-thirds.
No. Two-thirds.
Thirds.
That's it. Thirds. Two-thirds.
Two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
Is?
It's the same as 66.7%.
33.3%. Pero bueno, lo has sumado muy bien. Oh, no. You're right. Sorry. Again.
Third. Two-thirds.
No, because you slide back into saying thirds, but there has to be tongue out. Thirds.
Two-thirds
mm-hmm.
is the same as 66.7%.
Very good. Joanna.
One-tenth is the same as 10%.
Very good.
One-eighth is the same as 12.5%.
Very good.
Seven-eighth.
It's not your turn.
Sorry.
Joanna.
7/8 mm-hmm. is the same as 87.5%.
Very good. Now it's your turn.
I know. 2/5
2/5
It's the same as 80%.
Again?
2/5 It's the same as 80%.
Fifths. Mm-hmm. 2/5
It's the same as 40%.
2/5 is the same as 40%. Very good. Jessica.
4/5 is the same as 80%.
Very good. No os compliquéis la vida. Fifths.
Fifths.
Yes. Nobody's going to pay attention to the TH there, except me, if I have a bad day. But if not, nobody's going to pay attention. Because it's really difficult to say fifths. with an F and then the TH. Y encima, la S, fifths. And if you speak quickly, two fifths, it's like clothes. Nobody says clothes. Everybody says clothes. I don't have any clothes. I have to go shopping. I have to buy some new clothes. All right. So that they, I mean, of course, there are people who do have a great pronunciation, and they do say it, and it comes, it just rolls off their tongue. But normally, it's not that necessary. And then fifths is fine. So 4/5 is the same as
80%.
Good.
4/5 is the same. Oh, it's the same.
But it's, if you really want to pronounce it, it's fine.
No. 2/9 is the same as 22.2%.
Very good. And the last one for Cecibel.
5/8 is the same as 62.5%.
Very good. That's it with fractions per se. And now the kilometers.
1/10 of a kilometer.
Kilometer.
Kilometer is the same as 100 meters.
Very good. Joanna.
3/10 of a kilometer is the same as 300 meters.
Very good. And Desi.
1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile.
Very good. What I don't like, especially with Jessica and Desi, because Joanna.
Kilometers.
You do say kilo. So it's not kilometers, it's kilo. But then instead of saying meters, you say meters. Kilometers. And that's weird, kilometers. Because then you don't say meters. I mean, of course it matters. That's a different thing. But you don't say, a tobacco shop or a supermarket is 10 meters from my house. You say meters. It's 10 meters or 50 meters from my house. Or I'm really good at running 100 meters. So when it comes to kilometers, I don't know why you switch back to saying kilometers, meters, kilometers. So kilometers with an E, kilometers.
Kilometers.
Very good.
Kilometers.
Very good. But the accent stays on the O, kilometers.
Kilometers.
All right. Very good. So 1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile. And with 1 mile, we're going to jump over to drill 129. Oh, no. Yes. 129. Sentences 31 to 40, it's questions with as. And because I want to, wasn't planning on doing this today, but we're going to not only answer these questions with as, but we're also going to do the whole thing with, which means that one is bigger, longer, shorter, etc. So, are you as intelligent as a doctor?
No, I'm not. As intelligent as a doctor.
What makes you less intelligent than a doctor?
I don't know.
You're not less intelligent than a doctor. You are as intelligent as a doctor. Anyways, is the King of Spain as tall as Michael Jordan?
Yes, the King of Spain is as tall as Michael Jordan.
Well, that I'm not sure about.
Jordan is bigger.
I'm actually not sure. I think the king is taller. Michael Jordan is 198. Yeah. 198. Mm-hmm. And King
Felipe
of Spain is 197. Oh, 1 centimeter, which means we have to do the full drill. So is the King of Spain as tall as Michael Jordan?
No, he isn't. He isn't as short.
As tall?
He isn't as tall as Michael Jordan.
So Michael Jordan is?
Is Michael Jordan taller?
Yeah, Michael Jordan is 198 and the king is 197.
One centimeter. Okay. So Michael Jordan is taller than the King of Spain.
Very good. And the King of Spain?
The King of Spain isn't as tall.
Is?
The King of Spain is shorter than Michael Jordan.
Very good. And Michael Jordan isn't?
Michael Jordan isn't as tall as
the as king. Short?
Michael Jordan isn't as short as the King of Spain.
He's not really short either. But and the King of Spain isn't?
The King of Spain isn't as short. No, isn't as tall as Michael Jordan.
Again.
The King of Spain isn't as tall as Michael Jordan.
All right. Good. Is the U.S. as big as Russia?
No, the U.S. isn't.
Is the U.S. as big as Russia?
No, the U.S. isn't as big as Russia.
So Russia is?
Russia is bigger than the U.S.
Than the U.S. Yes, so the U.S. is?
The U.S. is little.
Smaller.
Smaller than Russia.
So Russia isn't?
So Russia isn't as small as the U.S.
And the U.S. isn't?
The U.S. isn't as big as Russia.
Very good. Is the Castellana as long as the street where you live?
It's longer, so it's... I don't understand.
It's long.
Is the Castellana as long as the street that you live on?
It's longer, so it's...
What is longer, the street you live on or the Castellana? No, so you say, no, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
It's longer.
No, the Castellana isn't as long as a street...
The street?
The street where I live.
Yeah, because it's longer. It's not, well, it doesn't really make sense. Anyways, see, I wasn't counting on that. I wasn't counting on that because I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this. Anyways, is physics as easy as PE?
No, physics isn't as easy as PE.
All right, physics isn't as easy as PE, which means?
That PE is easier than physics.
And physics is?
Physics is more difficult than PE.
So PE isn't? I keep giving stuff away.
Physics isn't as easy as PE.
And PE isn't?
PE isn't as difficult as physics.
Chemistry, química. Física is not physics. It's just like that. Is concrete as soft as a pillow?
Now, concrete isn't as soft as a pillow.
So a pillow?
A pillow is softer than concrete.
And concrete is?
Concrete is harder than pillow.
Than a pillow.
Than a pillow.
So a pillow isn't?
Pillow isn't as...
A pillow?
A pillow isn't as hard as a concrete.
As concrete.
As concrete.
And concrete?
And concrete isn't as soft as a pillow.
Very good. Is a turtle as fast as a snake?
No, a turtle isn't as fast as a snake.
So a snake is?
A snake is slower.
A snake?
A snake is slower as...
A snake is slower than a turtle?
No, a snake is faster than a turtle.
Than a turtle.
Than a turtle.
Yes. Remember to say the articles. You don't say, serpiente más rápido que tortuga. You say, una serpiente es más rápida que una tortuga. All right, because... Is it wrong? Well, you know, people understand you.
But it's not good.
Pero te entienden como es y esta que le pasa.
Que pacha boca.
So again.
Yeah, a turtle is faster than a snake.
A turtle is faster than a snake, huh?
Ay. Es que yo sí la veo más rápida, pero no importa, espérate. Vale. A snake.
Elabora.
A snake is faster than a turtle.
A snake is faster than a turtle. Very good. En todos los mundos menos que el de especie.
It's a true word.
Jessica, next one. A snake.
A snake is faster than a turtle.
Very good. Which means?
Which means a turtle isn't as fast as a snake.
And a snake.
A snake isn't as slow as a turtle.
Very good. Is Zara jewelry as expensive as Tiffany jewelry?
No, Zara jewelry isn't as expensive as Tiffany's jewelry.
Tiffany jewelry.
Tiffany jewelry.
Very good. Which means that?
Tiffany jewelry is more expensive than Zara jewelry.
Very good. Which means?
Which means Zara jewelry is... Isn't as expensive.
Is
cheaper than Tiffany's jewelry.
Tiffany
jewelry.
Very good. Tiffany jewelry. Very good. Am I as rich as Amancio Ortega?
No.
I'm afraid. I hate to bring this to you. You know, bad news.
No, you aren't as rich as Amancio Ortega.
All right. Which means?
You are poorer than Amancio Ortega.
And which means?
Which means Amancio Ortega isn't as...
Is.
Amancio Ortega is is richer than you.
Is richer than me. Very good. Which means?
That you aren't as rich as Amancio Ortega.
Very good. And Amancio Ortega.
Amancio Ortega isn't as poor as you.
Bueno, eso suena fatal. Yeah, he's not as poor
but
as you.
We are all poorer than him.
So. Well, we're all poor. That's true. Somos más pobres. Es así. We're poorer than him, but it doesn't mean that we're poor. As I say, I always say I have a lot of love and a lot of happiness in my life. And, you know, when worse comes to worse, las tortugas son más rápidas que los serpientes. Last one. Is my room as dirty as a pigsty? Is my room as dirty as a pigsty?
No. No. No, your room your room isn't as dirty as a pigsty.
As a pigsty.
As a pigsty.
What is a pigsty?
En porquero o algo así.
Una pocilga. Pocilga, ¿no?
Pero es porky.
Pigsty. Pigsty. Vale. Pig?
This is style.
No, it's not pig style. You know, where you have a pig wearing Prada and Tiffany jewelry.
Pig style.
And a Dior bag. It's a pigsty. STY, okay. Pigsty. So fine, my room isn't as dirty as a pigsty, which means that a pigsty.
Which means that a pigsty is dirtier than your room.
Mm-hmm. Which means?
That a pigsty isn't as clean.
But my room.
Your room isn't as dirty as a pigsty.
Very good.
Pigsty isn't as clean as your room.
Again?
Pigsty.
A pigsty.
A pigsty isn't as clean as your room.
And my room.
Your room isn't as dirty as a pigsty.
As your pigsty. All right, good. Drill 138 is what we're going to do next. Sentences 21 to 30. And it's practicing the simple past and the simple present. Questions, Jessica? No.
No.
Okay. You looked like you had a question.
No.
Do you add salt to your food every day?
Can you repeat?
Do you add salt to your food every day?
No, I don't.
Did you add salt to your food yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Give me the full answer.
Yes, I added a salt to my food yesterday.
A salt or salt?
A salt.
Why? Salt. Salt. Because we can't count it.
Okay.
All right. So I added salt to my food yesterday. Very good. Repeat that. Repeat that long version.
I added salt to my food yesterday.
Very good. Because the first time around I heard food.
Maybe.
Good. Do you bleed when you cut yourself by accident? Do you bleed when you cut yourself by accident?
No, I didn't.
But do you bleed?
Bleed is like that?
No, bleed is when you cut yourself and red fluid comes out.
Ah, yeah.
Blood comes out.
Yeah, entonces, do you bleed?
Do you bleed when you cut yourself by accident?
Yes, I did. Yes, I do.
Por norma general, sangro. Si me corto, por accidente y no por accidente. No, sangro igual. Did you bleed when you cut yourself by accident yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. But you have to give me the long version.
I bled almost. I bled when I cut an accident.
When I cut myself an accident. By accident?
When I cut myself by accident.
By accident. Very good. Do you buy something every day?
No, I don't.
Did you buy something yesterday?
Yes, I did. I bought something yesterday.
What did you buy?
I bought some bananas.
All right. Very good. All right. Do you dive in summer? Do you dive in summer?
What is dive?
To dive is to... That's the thing.
No.
It has.
I didn't.
What do you understand with diving? Because she did a few things there. What is the dive for you?
Nadar no puede ser.
No, because nadar is swim.
Embullirse.
¿Embu qué?
Embullirse.
Zambullirse.
Bueno.
No, not really.
Bucear?
Well.
Huh?
Bucear? Yes.
That's scuba diving.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean...
But dive. Sometimes when you go to swimming pools, they say no diving.
Yes.
in the hotels.
Which is exactly why I asked if you know what it was, because it has a variety of meanings. So one meaning, which I actually didn't know, I learned it about 5 years ago, is to dive, is to jump into the water.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. So you go and there's, it's actually on the Olympics. You know, you can do it with a partner and then you dive and it's like figure diving, whatever you call it. So that's to jump into the water. But then you can also dive under the water, and you usually say, according to Oxford Learner's Dictionary, scuba. Usually because
scuba is with oxygen.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. I don't know how to scuba dive, but I do know how to snorkel diving. Okay. You know, that's also so usually you say go diving, and that means to swim underwater. You can, but not necessarily wear breathing equipment. Okay, here it says to swim underwater wearing breathing equipment, collecting or looking at things.
So when you dive, the gear is scuba diving.
No, I don't think so. I think scuba is actually. Hang on.
You tell the scuba is this?
No, I think it's with.
All right, let's see what scuba diving is.
Gear.
The sport, also called scuba, the sport or activity of swimming underwater using special breathing equipment consisting of a container of air, which you carry on your back, and a tube through which you breathe the air. To go scuba diving, related entries is diving. Okay, here it doesn't specify. I'm going to have to sneeze at some point. You don't have to. It doesn't specify with the diving. It doesn't specify. It's just to swim underwater wearing breathing equipment. That's it. And it kind of specifies a bit more that you're collecting or looking at things. So I guess you could say both scuba diving or diving. For me, diving was just, you know, swimming underwater, looking or collecting things, looking at things or collecting things. But then it also means to jump into the water. Whatever the two options are, do you dive in summer?
No, I don't.
Did you dive last summer?
No, I did.
Didn't?
No, I didn't.
All right, give me the full answer.
No, I...
didn't?
Didn't.
Dive?
No, I didn't dive in summer.
Last summer?
Last summer. No, I didn't dive in summer.
Do you dive?
Last summer.
Yes, I do.
Did you dive last summer?
Yes, I dove. Last summer.
Very good. I checked it because I was like, dove. That sounds really weird. It is. Yes.
And you spelled it?
D-O-V-E. But you can also say dived. Both versions are accepted. Past simple, you could say dived. And in the North American English, also dove. Every day I dive. Yesterday I dove. Dove. Hang on. No. Dived. Dived. It's dived. So it's every day I dive. Yesterday I dived, and lately I've dived. Not I've doved or doven or anything like that. So it's just...
It's dived.
Dived. You can stick to dive. You don't have to say dove.
Okay.
Dove. Good. Do you eat biscuits every day?
No, I don't.
Did you eat biscuits yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Imagine you did.
Yes, I ate biscuit yesterday.
Biscuits?
Yes, I ate biscuits yesterday.
Very good. Do you fly every year?
Yes, I do.
Did you fly last year?
Yes, I did. I flew last year.
Very good. Do you get dressed every day?
Yes, I do.
Did you get dressed yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Give me the full answer.
I got dressed yesterday.
Dressed.
I got dressed yesterday.
Very good. Do you go bowling every day?
No, I don't.
Did you go bowling yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Imagine you did.
I went bowling yesterday.
Very good. Do you hear people talk every day?
Yes, I do.
Did you hear people talk yesterday?
Yes, I did. Yes, I heard people talking yesterday.
Talk.
Yes, I heard people talk yesterday.
Very good. Do you hold your breath every day?
No, I don't.
Did you hold your breath yesterday?
Your breath? Maintain my breath.
Yeah.
Ah, vale. Yes, I do.
So you do hold your breath every day?
Yeah.
All right. Did you hold your breath yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Give me the full answer.
Yes, I held.
Yes, I held.
Yes, I held breath.
My breath?
Yes, I held my breath yesterday.
Very good. Again.
Yes, I held my breath yesterday.
Ask Jessica if she held her breath yesterday.
Did you hold your breath yesterday?
Yes, I held my breath yesterday.
Ask Joanna if she held her breath last week.
Did you hold your breath last week?
Yes, I did. Yes, I held my breath last week.
Very good. Tell Jessica to tell Ceci to ask me if I held my breath yesterday.
Jessica, tell Ceci to ask Julia if she held breath.
Her breath?
If she held her breath last week.
Ask Julia.
Wait, what does she want?
She wants me to tell Ceci to ask you mm-hmm. if you held your breath yes, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Julia if she held her breath last week.
Did you held your breath
did
yesterday?
Did
you hold your breath yesterday?
What does she? What was she telling you before
she's
you asked me?
She's telling me if you want
to ask.
She's telling me to ask you if you held your breath yesterday.
Okay, now ask again. Ask again.
Again.
Did you
hold your breath yesterday?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you if you held your breath yesterday.
Last week.
Last week.
No, I didn't. And we're coming to the end of the show. One more thing that we have to answer. How do you pronounce Rio Tamesis in English? And we have the polls are in. 50% said the Thames. Comor? The Thames?
Wow.
So is it the Thames or is it the Thames? How do you pronounce Rio Tamesis in English?
Thames.
The Thames. All right. The Thames, error. The Thames, errorissimo. All right. So the Thames is how you say Rio Tamesis in English. Thank you, ladies, for being here with me. Thank you guys out there for listening. Thank you, Tino, for managing everything. And have a fantastic afternoon. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Son los intensivos de verano para los más jovenzuelos.
Desde 4 a 17 años.
Esos son jovenzuelos.
Son todos jóvenes. De 4 a 17. Todos ahí en la misma clase. No.
Aquí está muy bien organizado todo.
Sí, y esto sí que son clases, ¿eh? Esto no son. No es campamento, actividades.
No. Vienen aquí por la mañana, están con sus profes.
Uh-huh. En su aula, con su grupo. 8 como máximo por grupo. Y hacen. Pues tienen un descansito a las 12 así de cuarto de hora. Si no, están en el aula dando clases.